This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. And I've got a Great Lakes Burning River. It's a American Pale Ale, Category 10A. Great Lakes is in Cleveland, Ohio. Label talks about this winning gold medal at the World Beer Cup. It's a 6% ABV beer. So it's a medium amber color. It's clear, and it's got a medium low off-white head that looks to be fairly persistent. Give it a 3 for appearance. Smelling it, fresh, citrusy hops, a little piney. It's got a little grassy note to it. The hops are moderately strong. There's a light caramel malt underneath, maybe with a hint of toast. Seems fairly clean. Nice balance, fresh. The hops are forward. I mean, they seem to be sort of, classic examples. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there's Cascade in there. And the malt's in support. So that's nice. I'll give an 11 for aroma. Flavor. Bitterness is moderately high, but it's got a malty backbone. I still get that light caramel and toast flavor in there. It's nice. The bitterness is clean. It's not harsh. It's something I look for in highly bittered beers. It's got a fresh hop flavor, citrusy, a little piney. It's moderately strong. Fermentation profile seems fairly neutral. Finish is off dry. Sort of a maltiness in the palate, and a little bit of the malty sweetness comes through in the finish, which helps offset the bitterness. It's really a nicely drinking beer. It's a nice presentation of hops, but it has enough malt to it to give it some interest. So I'll give it an 18 for flavor. Mouthfeel. Carbonation seems fairly high. It's a medium body. It's not astringent. I'm getting just a hint of alcohol. It's really very subtle. So I'll give it a 5 for mouthfeel. Overall, it's a very good beer. It's got clean flavors and a nice balance. The hops are bitter but fresh, not harsh. The malt is interesting and appropriately supportive. It's not just a hop juice beer. It does have a nice malty interest to it. And the malt doesn't have, overly strong, sort of highly kilned flavors. So I like that they went light on the caramel and light on the toast. It's not just a neutral grainy malt. So I mean, it's got some interest to it, but it's not so caramely or so bready or having stronger flavors as to interfere with the hop presentation. So, it hits the style awfully well. So I'll give it a 9 overall for a total score of 46. So that's the Great Lakes Burning River, which, of course, refers to the Cuyahoga River that goes through Cleveland that actually was burned in, let's see if it says on the label, 1969. I thought it was a little after that. I actually thought it was like Dennis Kucinich was mayor. He's like a congressman now, but he was like the boy mayor of Cleveland, and like the river caught fire. So, what an inept dude. So, Great Lakes Burning River has a story to it. Category 10A American Pale Ale.